Split the bill?
Split the bill? You should be grateful that you're not paying for my presents. Huh?
But it's also wrong for women to have expectations on a man's pocket. Let her know, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the restroom real quick. I'll be right back.
And then?
Disappear like magic? It will never happen. You found her like that. Leave her like that. Yep. It's fine.
Welcome to Dating Flags
by Didi
and Joe.
Yeah, because you're the red flag.
I'm not the red flag. I'm a green flag, baby.
I'm a green flag too.
Hey, I don't know about that.
All right. Ladies, you're going on this first date with this so-called high-value man. Mm-hmm. He's a 10 out of 10. He's 100% your type. He's perfect. Everything is going great. You're laughing. He's great. He's charming. But then the waiter comes with the bill. The bill. We're all scared about the bill. He puts the bill in the middle of the table, more so on his side. And all of a sudden, the guy acts like he didn't see the bill. And after a few minutes, he goes, hey, let's split the bill. Let's split the bill? Give me 1 second.
Split the bill? Sounds reasonable to me.
Can't believe what I just heard. What did you just say?
Split the bill.
Excuse me? Split the bill?
Seems like you have a lot of wax in your ear. I said split the bill.
Wait, listen. I didn't come on this date looking like this just for you to split the bill? You don't think I deserve more?
Red. Red flag.
Listen, you should be grateful that you're not paying for my presents.
Aliwata.
Right?
Red flag.
Red. Right? Red flag. He is a red flag.
She's
How
a red
dare
flag.
He split the bill?
She's a red flag.
No, he's a red flag. End of story.
End of story.
And here's the thing. This is why you're having those awkward who pays situations. It's because you are having the wrong expectations for the wrong person.
That's right. And generally, there are two types of men and women who are going on dates, and they all have different expectations. And these differences in expectations is what leads to the who pays dilemma. So the first type of man you have is a classic protector, provider, the shivery exist type of guy. This guy is the embodiment of old school courtesy, and he's filled with manners. We're going to call this guy the traditional man. And then on the other hand, you have the, I'm getting lit, I'm turning up, I'm having fun. That guy is the modern F-boy. Guys, we know what F stands for. We don't even have to dive into the nitty-gritty of what that F stands for. But a lot of women tend to go for the modern F-boy.
And then there's two types of women that go on a date, which is one, the traditional woman. She's usually very nurturing, soft,
that's right,
warm. And then we have the modern baddie, the self-announced independent baddie. We call her the modern baddie. And naturally, you would think that a traditional man will date a traditional woman and an F-boy will date a modern baddie. But this is not always the case. There's a lot of crisscrossing that happens where we have the F-boy dating a traditional woman and then the traditional man dating a baddie.
That's right. That always happens. And it's so strange. And interestingly enough, they always say opposites attract, right? Yeah. So I'm not sure if that's what it is. But let's explore what happens when the traditional man goes on a date with the modern baddie and see why it leads to the who pays dilemma. Mm-hmm. So back then, what a traditional man would do, he would always foot the bill. It doesn't matter. He would always foot the bill. And he does this just to display to the potential wife that, you know what? I'm a protector. I'm a provider. I foot the bill. No issues. He shows that to her. Now, in order for her to be courted in that manner, she had to have certain requirements, a requirement of a traditional woman.
However, the baddie actually displays self-confidence and self-assuredness, and they don't seek for validation at all, apparently.
Apparently.
And they just prioritize independence and empowerment.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else that they also love, the modern baddie. And guys, this is by no means me hating on modern baddies. Modern baddie, traditional woman, you do you, right? But something the modern baddies something the modern baddies love is this term, sexual liberation. And basically what that is sexual freedom. They want to sleep with whoever they want to sleep with. And they want to sleep with however many they want to sleep with however many times. That's their thing. Now, deep down, this modern baddie craves to be treated in a traditional way. It's weird, but she craves to be treated in a traditional way.
That is so true, because I actually personally know a girl. She is the so-called independent baddie. She's so confident. She's claiming that she doesn't need no man. She's going out a lot. She, you know, feels free and does whatever she wants to do. But every time I have a conversation with her, she's like, you know what? I'm so tired of dating all these men. And I just want to get married and be wifed. And I just, you know, want to have a protector and a provider. And I just want to feel feminine. You can't tell me there is an independent baddie out there that goes on a date, and when the bill comes, she goes, I gotcha.
Oh.
I'll cover the bill for you.
Green.
Cover the you bill. Can't tell, this doesn't exist. You can't tell me that there is an independent woman that does that. She's not gonna say, hey, I'm gonna pay the whole bill. Like, come on. Deep down, they crave a guy to provide for her.
Yeah, so even though on the surface they express that they're independent and they got everything themselves, when they go out on a date with this man that they claims they don't need, they still want to feel feminine.
Yeah.
Why is that? And that's because that's the woman's default self. So she craves to feel feminine. But what usually happens is the traditional man picks up on how this person is. He's thinking, yeah, this girl is certainly an independent baddie. Mm. This girl is certainly not my type of traditional woman. Yeah, I'm physically attracted to her, which is why I'm here, but she's an independent baddie. When the bill is placed in front of them, that's where you have the issue. Because in his mind, what she sees as sexual liberation and sexual freedom, uh-huh, he sees as promiscuous behavior and being passed around. What she sees as confidence and self-assurance, he sees as vulgarity. What she sees as independence, he sees as masculine behavior. So there's this disconnect, and you're wondering, why the hell am I here at this table with this woman? But there's this disconnect, and that's what leads to the who pays dilemma. So when the bill is placed in front of him now, this is where it gets interesting, because he's thinking, I'm not going to pay for this. Why? Because I'm gonna feel used. She wants the best of both worlds. You want to be this independent woman and you still want me to pay for you. This is not happening. That's what he's thinking in himself.
Right.
And so he makes a suggestion. Let's split it, because deep down, you're a red flag. So let's split it. And she's thinking
you're a red flag because you're a cheap guy that doesn't want to pay for the bill.
And that's always what happens. It's a difference in expectations.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. Now, sometimes what happened with the traditional man, and this is quite sad, he goes on a date with the modern baddie.
Mm-hmm.
He's infatuated with the look. So he continues to date her thinking, I'm going to change this woman. Look at this little itty bitty boy thinking that he can change a woman. If her mom tried, she couldn't even change her own daughter. And he thinks he's going to change this modern baddie and make her a traditional woman. No, that's not going to happen. Yeah. And let me tell you a quick story. I have a friend. We played on the same soccer team. He said, bro, I went on a date with this girl. And she was so bad. I'm like, where'd you meet her? He said, I was swiping on Tinder and we matched. We went on this first date to a restaurant in New Jersey. And he said, bro, let me tell you first, she's a 12 out of 10. She's an absolute baddie. And he said, when they're walking in a restaurant, he realized all eyes was coming at them. Uh-huh. And then he's like, I'm a 6 out of 10 and she's a 12 out of 10. So it's not really all eyes on me. It's all eyes on her. Right? So we're walking. I feel good. I feel like a man. I'm walking in there. All eyes on us. All eyes on my baddie. I'm the one getting the attention. I'm a man. And I'm over here looking like a Looney Tune with this Looney girl taking Tune. Up all the attention. He's really like a Looney Tune. And they sat. They started ordering. And he said, this is where my heart almost skipped a beat. She ordered the most expensive appetizer. She ordered the most expensive drink. She ordered the most expensive entree. And he said, I'm doing the math there in my head. Like, all right, that's $20. That's $40. That's $30. And then mine is, dude, I'm already like $240 in. So he said, I'm $240 in. I have like $260 in my bank account. And I know she's going to order something else. So he... Let me just head to the bathroom. I'm like, why did you go to the bathroom? He's like, bro, I had to go to the bathroom to call my bro. He said, he called his bro and he said, yo, bro, I'm in a tough spot, man. You have to send me $400 right now.
What?
His bro is like, why do I have to send you $400? I can't tell you. I'll tell you another time. Can you just send the $400
right now? Men really do that?
Just
to impress her?
Listen, I did not know about this. I don't know men does all these things. And I looked at him and I said, bro, what would you have done if you didn't get the money? He said, bro, I wouldn't leave the bathroom. I'm staying in there. I'm like, what? It's crazy. That's what happens when a traditional man goes out of his way to please a modern baddie and try to change. It will never happen. You found her like that, leave her like that. Yep. It's fine.
And what happened if it's the other way around? Mm. When an F-boy dates a traditional woman, remind you, the F-boy, he wants to, you know, have fun. He's not looking for nothing serious. And obviously, if he pays the bill, he expects something in return.
That's true.
Always.
That's how they think.
Where on the other side, the traditional woman, she's looking for a provider, a protector. She's just going, you know, in her traditional ways. But she couldn't help herself and she just wanted to go out with this hot guy. Because deep down, the traditional woman also thinks, maybe I can change him. And no, you're not gonna change him. You can't change him. You won't change him. If his mom couldn't change him, you're not gonna change him either. And now they're on a first date and it's obvious that they're not compatible with each other. They know the F-boy knows, all right, she's giving me wifey vibes. So I'm not gonna pay for this bill because I know she's not gonna give me anything in return after that date. So he's gonna probably ask to split the bill.
Yeah.
Where on the other side, she is like, no, he still has to pay. Yeah, we're not compatible. We're probably not gonna see each other never ever again. Mm-hmm. But you still have to pay because that's the right thing to do for a man. And this is what happens a lot too, where traditional women also attract those F-boys.
And that's true. And do you hear that? See? See, that's our heart.
I was like,
no, that's our heart beating. And you know what comes out? That's the red flag in us. That's the red flag that's deep. We have to know, seriously. We have to realize that within ourselves, we have these flags where we're trying to change people and it's not going to happen.
Nope.
She wants sexual liberation. He wants a wife, an old-time wife. These things don't mesh, so we have to address the red flag in ourselves. And that's a red flag.
And what about the green flag?
The green flag is when we can acknowledge that this person is not right for us. This person doesn't meet my expectations. Now, let me just say it's utterly wrong for men to have those expectations, to put expectations on a woman's body simply because he pays. That's wrong. But it's also wrong for women to have expectations on a man's pocket. This is what leads to these who pays problems. And here are three things we can do to mitigate this date dilemma. One, know who you're going on dates with.
Yep.
know if it's a traditional man, traditional woman, modern baddie, or an F-boy.
If you're a traditional woman, stick to the traditional man. Don't go to the F-boys. If you're a modern baddie, find yourself a modern guy.
It's that simple. Even though you're not necessarily attracted to the specific look, figure out a way to make it work. Because it's possible. Now, number two is hold yourself accountable. Let's say that one more time. Hold yourself accountable. That's what you have to do. If you're going on a date, do not expect this man to pay for you.
Yep.
Got yourself. Hold yourself accountable. I have my money.
Don't have expectations at all. And that a lot of baddies do that where they expect the guy to pay for all the bills, to open the door for her, to bring her flowers, but then don't you dare having expectations for me having fun afterwards or whatever it is. No, you shouldn't have expectations for him and he won't have expectations for you. Simple as it is.
The simplest thing you can do to hold yourself accountable is the offer to pay method. It's the easiest thing. That is a secret to a lot of women creating great connections with men. Offer to pay, because when the bill is put in front of him and you're not twiddling and acting like you're playing, you're here and you're not seeing what's happening. No, what you do, you offer to pay. You say, hey, did you mind splitting the bill?
Ladies.
And what's going to happen is the man most likely will say, no, I got it. And you can insist a bit, no, I want to help. And he's like, no, I got it.
And ladies, this is the magic trick. Even if deep down you don't want to pay the bill, still ask, offer. Yes, I understand you don't want to pay the bill. We get it. But offer, at least offer it. Hey, you know what? It's fine. I can pay something too. That's the magic trick. And usually, like Joe said, they will always end up paying for it because they know, wow, she's so genuine. She's not about, it's not about the money or the food for her. She genuinely offered to pay.
And it shows a level of thoughtfulness that you're not putting expectations on my pocket, which is very important to me. Now, the next thing that you want to do, three, is date budgeting. Guys, this is a game changer. It takes a strategizer like Sun Tzu to apply the concept of date budgeting. Don't call me Stingy Joe. Not Stingy Joe. Call me Strategic Joe.
Mm. So can I ask, how much should the budgeting be? A concealer? Should it be a lipstick? Or I also have my budget powder. Yeah?
What color is this? Red.
That's green.
This is red.
I have my budget.
My budget does not include your concealer, your revealer, whatever the hell's you have going on there. My date night budget. Let me tell you guys about the date night budget. There's four tips to the date night budgeting. One. You want to make sure that you set a reasonable budget for yourself. Let's say you have a date night budget of $60. This is how you set the budget in your mind. On this date, I will spend no more than $60. It's that simple. And stick to it.
$60?
$60 to $80.
Listen, my lipstick was $100.
Red. That's a red flag. Red. $60 to $80, and I will not go back on it. Two, select an affordable and fun date and make sure you source the menu. You have to source the menu. What does that look like? When you're sourcing the menu, you want to make sure the entree is between $16 to $23. That tells you that's going to keep you in that $60 range, two entrees plus maybe one drink or another drink. That keeps you in that range. Guys, don't call me Stingy Joe.
Call him Strategic Joe.
Strategic Joe, the third one. Guys, please don't call me Stingy Joe on this one. When you're going on dates, you're not going on dates to impress, to say, oh, I'm going to buy the most expensive thing on the menu. I'm going to spend the most money on drinks. Relax. You're not impressing. You're not doing that.
It's really not about the food and the restaurant. It's about you guys.
Exactly. Now, this is where it comes in. You want to show up to dates with a filled stomach. show up to dates with a filled stomach. What that means is you eat at home and you show up to a date with a filled tummy. So you're forced to have an appetizer. And what does that mean? What does that mean? When she sees you having an appetizer, what do you think she's going to have? She's going to have an appetizer too.
Listen, I'm not going to starve myself all day long just to go on a date with you for an appetizer?
See, that's a problem. Why are you starving yourself?
That's a legit thing. Women literally starve themselves all day long. They really don't eat anything. And then when they go on this date at 8 p.m., they want to order everything on the menu. There's women out there that, you know, are like this. I'm not like this. I'm certainly not like this. But
let's talk about the fourth point. Right. The fourth point, make sure you're going on dates not to sell the restaurant, but to sell yourself.
I can't take you seriously.
When you're going on dates, make sure you're setting reasonable expectations. You don't want to tell, I'm going to take you to the best restaurant in the world. You're going to love it. Slow down. You're on a date to sell yourself. You're not trying to sell the restaurant. She probably is going to go to the restaurant with another guy if it's that good. Sell yourself. Sell your personality. Sell your charm. Sell her you. Don't sell the restaurant. You can even show up to a food truck, bro. A food truck with some banging personality.
Food truck?
A $20 food truck. We can get two gyros.
This is a red flag.
It's not a red flag.
Food truck is a red flag.
It's not. I love food trucks.
You know what's so... I can't with this man. I can't deal with him. Someone help me, please.
You got me riled up.
You know what's so crazy? A friend of mine, she actually told me, you know what? Every time I go on dates with this person, he always wants to sit by the bar. And he always orders appetizer. And she's like, I don't want to eat appetizers. But she ordered appetizers too because she read the situation. She knew, all right, he's like, he's not looking out for something serious.
Smart
he
man.
He just wants to sit by the bar ordering appetizers. She just has to go with it.
Now, let's say, gentlemen, let's say you follow the date budgeting. You're going on a date. You're picking an affordable spot. You're making sure you're sticking to your budget, but you realize that the date across from you, she's just ordering everything on the menu. Appetizer, entree, dessert, drinks. She's just going in. And you on your side, you followed the entire plan and you ordered just one single teeny tiny appetizer, two French fries. And
two French fries.
She's over there going in. Stay calm. Stay respectful, split the bill. It's that simple. And not down the middle. You pay for your teeny tiny appetizer, your two French fries. Let her pay for every other thing that she ordered. Wow. Yes. Because it's very disrespectful for her to come on a date and order everything on God's menu thinking that you're going to pay for it. No. Pay for it yourself and keep it pushing. In fact, I have a better idea. Let her know, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the restroom real quick. I'll be right back.
And then?
Disappear like magic. Disappear like magic. Literally disappear like magic. Uh-huh. So guess what? She's going to pay for her food and she'll be kind enough to pay for your two French fries. Yeah.
All right. You're doing too much now. So in summary, you want to know who are you going on dates with? If you're a traditional person, go on a date with a traditional person. If you're a modern person, go on a date with a modern person. Two, don't have the wrong expectations. And also keep yourself accountable.
Yeah, I agree, guys. You just have to make sure that you're keeping yourself accountable. You're not expecting the other person to pay for you. It's always good to go on these dates with no expectation and go off the vibe you get. Now, let's move to our
flag game.
Yes, sir. You know, I think I forgot my wallet. Would you mind covering the bill? I can always sell it back to you later. You could just cover it.
So how are you going to go on a date without your wallet?
I just totally forgot my wallet. I know it's a little bit weird. It never happens, but I'm sure you could cover this one. All right, sure.
Damn, I forgot my wallet too.
Wait, what? So we both forgot our wallet.
Yeah. So, I'm sure you have Apple Pay on your phone, yeah?
You know, I didn't download the Apple Pay thing as yet. I'm kind of old type of guy. I just have the card, yeah.
You know what? I actually don't have Apple Pay on my phone either.
You don't have Apple Pay?
I don't.
Wow, we're so compatible.
Yeah, it seems like we're compatible.
Can you run?
Yeah.
All right, let's run out of this room.
All right, guys. This was actually a red flag.
A big red flag.
If the guy says he forgot his wallet. But we kind of make it seem like it's a green flag because we were compatible.
Big red flag. Is it a red flag if the person who initiated the date doesn't want to pay? Do you mind splitting the bill?
I thought you're going to pay because you asked me to go out with you.
Yeah, but you know, it's a shared experience. That doesn't mean I have to cover everything. We can split.
In my mind, the person that initiates the date first pays for the bill.
So am I paying for your presence? Is that what I'm paying for? I'm paying just to be here with you?
No, you're not. But I mean, you should at least pay the bill.
You present yourself like an independent woman. I'm sure you have $40 in your purse. Is it so hard to take out $40 out of your purse?
It's not hard, actually, but, you know, I don't find that very attractive if a man splits the bill. Because in my head, it's only the right thing for a man to pay the whole bill.
So you're putting expectations on my pocket. Can I put expectations on your body?
No. You're not having any expectations for me. Listen, you can't have no expectations for me.
but you can have expectations for me. Give me a second. Let me use the restroom. I'll be right back, okay?
Are you going to magically disappear?
No, I'm not going to magically disappear.
Guys, was that a red or a green flag?
I'm kind of in the middle on that one.
Oh, you are?
I'm in Why? The middle on that one. Personally, I would always like to cover the bill, but it's a red flag on her side. Yes. If she sees
acting
it.
Acting like that, right?
If she's acting like that. Yeah.
And certainly. Now watch, guys, for the third red or green flag question. You know what? I actually don't mind if, you know, we can split the bill. It's fine for me.
No, it's fine. I'll cover it. I got it.
Are you sure? Because it's, you know, I don't want to like, I just because you're a man, I don't have no expectations for you to like pay the bill. It's totally okay if we both pay.
Oh, wow. You know what? That doesn't happen very often, but I really do appreciate that. That's very thoughtful of you. And I insist on covering the whole bill. Especially for that reason. That means a lot to me.
Green or red flag?
Green.
Yeah, for men, that's a green flag because they love when the woman offers that at least.
Exactly. So ladies, offer and you shall not pay. Like, subscribe, and comment which one you think were red flags or green flags.
Let us know.
And let us know who's paying on the dates you're going on too.
And we're out.
And we're out, guys. Bye. Bye-bye.